Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
A few years ago, I commented on the report of three fast food establishments possibly coming to Humboldt County. The news was that In-N-Out Burger, Chipotle Mexican Restaurant, and Kentucky Fried Chicken were in negotiations with the City of Eureka to purchase property, build a restaurant, and open for business. At the time, odds were that only one or two of the aforementioned chains would actually end up opening a restaurant in Eureka. Much to everyone's surprise, all three ended up with successful negotiations and began plans for construction. The first to open was Chipotle in the new development on Broadway near Henderson Street. Also in the same development, In-N-Out started construction with great interest of the hamburger connoisseurs here in the county. It seemed as though it was taking forever for In-N-Out to complete construction, and then it was weeks before it actually opened its doors. Granted, the COVID issue was of great concern at the time, so many assumed that we were waiting for the right time to open. So finally it happened. In-N-Out opened for business, and as expected, the lines for hamburgers were unbelievably long, many waiting hours just to make an order. There were those boasting about waiting in the drive-thru all night just so they could be the first to get one of those magnificent hamburgers. Hard to believe, but true, the In-N-Out fever was real and would not be broken absent a big, juicy hamburger with fries. The In-N-Out fever persists today with long lines at various times during the day. The fervent followers will always wait for however long it takes to get one of those delightful burgers in the style of their choice. The funny thing is that a few weeks ago, another fast food establishment opened up on Broadway, just a block or so from In-N-Out. Yes, good old Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, opened up its doors with a great deal of fanfare. In fact, it was so busy that they had to submit a traffic plan and take steps to mitigate the anticipated rush. For you guessed it, chicken. KFC was about to outdo In-N-Out with an impact to traffic in Eureka that many will be talking about for years. There were reports of folks waiting in line for an hour just to get onto the Kentucky Fried Chicken property. And then it would take an additional 45 minutes to get their food. The lines continued all day long, and the question on my mind as I drove by was, where did they keep all the chicken? It takes a lot of chicken to feed so many people. There must be chicken trucks in and out of there all night in order to keep up with the demand. Granted, lines have subsided over the past couple of weeks, but it is still a phenomenon, waiting in line for chicken that has been offered by Colonel Sanders for many generations. The menu must have changed with a great deal of new items, but I am only guessing at this point. The KFC I remember was pretty basic. Bucket of chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and a couple of rolls. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.